Okay, one Mishnah a day, that's all. You can finish Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We've been starting Rosh Hashanah. We've been learning Rosh Hashanah. And it's a very, very special program. It's a program that we do one Mishnah every day. The next day you do the two Mishnayos, the one that you did the day before, and the one that you did the day and that day's Mishnah. The next day you do three, and all together you end up doing four Mishnayos, but they happen so quickly. By the time you get to day four, you've already done the first Mishnah already three times. So it's like, you know, just goes quick like that. So we really can do one Mishnah a day, and you can finish the Masechta by the time we get to Bein Hazmanim. I believe you can finish the entire Masechta, and that would be a beautiful thing. So that's why I'm encouraging everyone, if they can, take upon themselves one Mishnah a day. Yitzi, if you want us to send to you. Oh, wow, look at that. That's such a nice picture in the background. That lion, cool.
Beautiful.
No, ours. The lion in the background. Yeah, we got to change the shorts. Is Yoni Greenberg here? Is Yoni, are you gonna put on some sort of shorts? Something? And the Imesh Kachech. I think they're going today or tomorrow to buy pictures. Okay, my friends. Anyway, if the people that are there, Menachem, if you want me to send you one of these Mishnais, we have these little Mishnais. There's a special Pirish, which brings, like, written very, very clearly. We do have a friend of the yeshiva. He's a friend of Klal Yisrael, a very special person. His name is Reb Eliyahu Yaakov Ben Bina, who is not well. He's in the hospital. He's had a second blood transfusion. They don't know 100% what's wrong with him. He is like one of the legendary tzaddikim of this generation. I don't say that lightly. In America, a tremendous askan who keeps his name very quiet. You probably never heard of him. But people that are like Belia Brudny and other Gedolei Yisrael are in contact with him regularly because he's always trying to effect change all over. And he would love for us to learn. If someone feels like that they want to do this for a very, very special person. He some of you probably have met him. He davens yeshiva sukkahs. He comes sukkahs. And he's a clean-shaven fella. And he always talks to the olam. He's a very, very special, unassuming person. But he always makes deals with people. They finish masechtas and different things like that. Anyway, I think it's a very worthy cause. If we could take a few, it's take you 2 minutes. I'm going to do the Mishnayos myself. Once at 9 o'clock at night. It won't take us 15 minutes, but we could, you know, drag it out if you guys want to schmooze a little bit. But by the time you get to four Mishnayos a day, so it could take you max 10 minutes. But I'm telling you that Mishnah, by the way, is such an important thing. We were talking about over Shabbat about the question and answers, why we don't learn Navi or Halacha. Mishnah is critical. Reb Shlomo Freifeld was very big on teaching Mishnah because you could really become a Talmud Chacham through learning Mishnah. In Mishnah, you don't go through all the backs and forths and the Havamidas and all those things, but you get a basic overview. Mishnah is really like, it's basically like the fat of the Gemara. Mishnah is Milashin Shmena. Shmena is fat. It's also Milashin Nishama. It's really the fat of the Gemara. It's like you get like, there's one, I don't know if you're familiar, there's one piece of steak. It's a cut on the cow, which is called the, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, the surprise. Any of you know that?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? There's very, very few. There's very, very few of them. You can't order more than two in a restaurant because they're very, that's like the fat, like the real juicy part of a steak. So that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is the juicy part of Torah Shabbat Peh. And it's interesting that the Pasuk says, May Asher Shmeina Lachmai. Asher eats the fat. So the Medrash says that Asher ben Yaakov, from the Shifteka, Asher, he stands at the Pesach of Gan Eden. And anyone that learns Mishnayos, he says, this is one of my people, you can't go in. That's even better than Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman lets you get into Gehenna and then pulls you out by your payas. Here, you don't even go in. He's like, no, can't go in. He's with me. You got to protect you if you learn Mishnayos. So, Abayisai, Avram Shor came once to speak in yeshiva, and he said, it says that kol piv ma'amikin lo gehenim. What does it mean, ma'amikin lo gehenim? Makes gehenim deeper for him. He says that when gehenim is deep, so then even when people want to pull you out, you're like too low for them to get, because you're like in the dungeon of gehenim, so they can't reach you. But over here, Asher, he's like, he won't let you even get into gehenim. If you learn Mishnayis, you don't go into Gehenim. So it's like, and you'll see those that have tried to learn Mishnayis can be extremely enjoyable. You get Yitias, you feel like you're, you know, someone that knows what's going on. There's like all these different things we get introduced to when we learn Mishnayis. I think it's a beautiful time for us to start. I would strongly advise everyone that's learning Masechta to always learn the Mishnayis and the Masechta. The best thing to do, if you really want to be wise, is before you start a Masechta, just learn the Mishnayis. And you get a feel for what's going on. You got a feel. And it's like, it's a teensy little thing. Look at this teeny little thing. And most of it's commentary. It's like, it's going to, in theory, in my family, we learn Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayis, every single meal on Rosh Hashanah. We do an entire perek in like 7 minutes. So, what? Do I know it by heart? The kids do it by heart. Yeah. Okay, my friends, that's my pitch for Maseches Rosh Hashanah. You can do it whenever you want. If you want to join Rabbi Wiener, I think he's doing it sometime. You can look on the chart of all the different shiurim. I'm doing it at 9 o'clock. You just want to do it with yourself, with your friends. You want to do it with an English Mishnayis, we have those too. But whatever works for you, we can do. We're right now learning on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. And we have this interesting Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis. It tells us all this new stuff about how to blow shofar that we never heard about before. It says, I mean, Yoral Pashut is a machloikas, but Piv Mitzupah Zav, Shtei Chatzoy Tzroys, Minat Stodim, Shofar, all this stuff. The Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph says, and this is where we're up to. The Gemara says, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, we're on the fifth wide line. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvareinu. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Sover LeMeved Uvda Kimas Nisan. He thought to do like the Mishnah, which Rashi says means he thought to do the Chatzotis and the Shofar, all that stuff. Now, Rav Papa was a Tano or an Amoira? An Amoira. There is a not surefire way to know someone is a Tano or an Amoira. It's not surefire. What is that? Rav or Rebbe. Rebbe is usually a Tano. Rav is usually an Amoira. But it's not a rule of thumb. Why is it not a rule of thumb? Because really, it's just the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So therefore, there are times that there are people that were from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they would get the name Rebbe. But over here, Rav Papa was clearly in Bavel, Bar Shmuel, Sover LeMeved Uvdu Kimas Nisan, Amalei Rava, Lo Amar Ela BeMikdash. That was only in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Nami Hachi, there's also a Brisa that says this, Bamed Devar Mamurim BeMikdash, Aval BeGvulin. But in your, not in the Beis HaMikdash, BeGvulin, Makam Sheish Chatzoytzeris Ein Shofar, Makam Sheish Shofar Ein Chatzoytzeris. You remember, we spoke about on Thursday, if this Ein means that you don't have to, or this Ein means that you can't. We said perhaps it's mashma later on also that you're not supposed to. It's better not to. Loy, it's the lashon later on. Akol panim. So the only place to do this thing, this elaborate blowing of the shofar together with piv mitzvah zav, which is not really our focus. Our focus is the chatzoytzeris, is in the Beis HaMikdash. So the sefer Gvuras Yitzchak declares a chakira, and I don't think the chakira. I think that it's a pretty much a no-brainer. I'll see if you what you all think. Then we'll clear another Chakira. And that will affect how we're moving forward as follows. He clears the Chakira. Let's say you live somewhere in the Gvulin. You're not in the Beis HaMikdash. You're in the Gvulin. Are you obligated to get on your, I would say get on your donkey, but it's Rosh Hashanah, so you're not going to get on your donkey. But you're obligated to get on your feet, go to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be Mekayim, this din of Chatzoytzeris, because Shofar real Fnei Melech Elokim. Are you obligated to do that? I want you to think about it before Chaim Feller weighs in. Does a person have to do this? Or if you find yourself in the Beis HaMikdash, then this is how to do it. Or no, you should. This is an extra kiyum. So this is a way that you can enhance your shofar blowing. So you should do it, and you should make yourself do it. Or if you're there, you do it. Similar. We'll get to that. Similar. We're gonna get to that.
You're gonna blow it. So whoever comes Could be it's only a din anyway in the tzibur. It's not even a din in the yachid, says Avi Zellinger. It's only a din in the yachid, the tzibur, then b'chlal I'm not mechuyev. Which is part of the shaila. This brings us back to what we spoke about. Similar type of shaila. Sorry, thank you. About, we said about Kriyas HaTorah. Is a person mechuyev to find a Kriyas HaTorah? Or if you're in a minyan, so you have to do Kriyas HaTorah. We spoke about Shmuel Kamenetsky. The legend has it that when he flew to Australia, he said, I don't need Kriyas HaTorah because I'm not part of a minyan. A Kriyas HaTorah is when you're mechuyev if you're in a minyan. Akoponim, a similar type of shiloh over here. Chaim, what do you say? Kipshutoi, there's no chiv on a person to go into the Beis HaMikdash to blow the shofar. That's just the way that we blow it. When we blow, is when the HaMikdash, you do it this way. Now I have another shiloh which is similar. Just similar, not exactly the same. Maybe it'll just have to do with what Avi said as follows. Let's say I was outside of the Mikdash and I blew the shofar. And now I enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Would you say it is incumbent upon me to once again blow the shofar together with Chatzoitzros? What would you say? I blew the shofar outside of Beis HaMikdash. Yotzo given. With ala chumris, ala hidurim. And now I go into the Beis HaMikdash. Should I blow the shofar again in order to blow it together with Chatzoitzros? Eli says no. Oh, Yoni says yes. Givaldik. I love when it happens that way. No. Go ahead. You can defend yourself.
Now you're seeing. Now you're okay, but you already
don't say
your
mitzvah.
You
don't
need to blow
it. Oh, that's the shiloh. Ellie Hoshander is saying that the pshat is the Torah is telling you how to be mekayim your mitzvah lifnei Hashem. But if you're mekayim your mitzvah already, I don't have to mekayim my mitzvah lifnei Hashem. And someone else, I didn't hear, was Dani, was that you who said it? Dani's saying, no, there's a new chiyuv, this tzvei chiyuvim. There's one chiyuv of regular tkiyah shayfer, and in the Beis HaMikdash is nischadesh, a new chiyuv. And that chiyuv is to blow shayfer together with chatzoitzros. He went in. He went in. He blew the shayfer outside, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So do they give him a shayfer and say, here, you have to blow. Now, I think Avi would say for sure not. Because Avi Zellinger is saying it's b'chlal arachiv in the yochid. It's a din in the tzibur. So if they blew it already, they blew it already. It's not my din. It was blown in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be blown in the Beis HaMikdash this way. Okay, we have to see. It's going to affect us in other areas. I'll show you where. Halacha le'maisa, my friends. Today we're going to discuss a little bit about, I'm not a poisik, but a little bit about halacha le'maisa, the way they're noyig in Yerushalayim. So here goes. Says the Gemara Vayter. V'chein hinig Rav Chalafto b'tzipoiri, Rav Chananya ben Tradion b'sichni, u'kishabo dover eitzel chachomim, they also were noyig to blow with the chatzoitzres. Right? Because the Mishnah doesn't say anywhere, it's only in the Mikdash. That's, you know, somehow we're supposed to know that. So they did that. K'shabo dover eitzel chachom, amu lo, no, lo hoya noyigim kem ele b'shar mizrach lo b'harabayis bilvad. Only over there. Shara mizrach and harabayis bilvad. Omar, Ravi Temer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my crow, what's the pasuk? The chsibah chatzoitzis v'kol shofar, lefnei melech Hashem, lefnei melech Hashem, who do be in a chatzoitzis v'kol shofar? Avo ba'alma loy. Says Rashi, lemeber uvdo b'chatzoitzis v'shofar. Mokom sheyesh shofar, says Rashi, kigoin Rosh Hashanah v'yoyvel. This is interesting. Rashi says that on Yoyvel, we blew shofar and chatzoitzis. We're medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam said not like that. In the Minchas Chinuch says, on Yoivel we blow with Shofar and Chatzoitzros. In the Rambam we said, it's not, that there's no din of Yoivel of blowing with Chatzoitzros. We asked why, we said, Oshtikol Torah, but it seems to be a Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Mokom Sheyesh Chatzoitzros, can go in times. The Chain Hidden, Kemishna Sein, the Shofar Chatzoitzros. And they said back to him, no, it's only in the Sharei Mizrach Behar Habayis. Rabbi say before the Gemara said, where is it only? What did the Gemara say? The Mikdash.
Now we seem to be defining, or maybe, I don't know what we're doing exactly, but we're saying it's Sha'arei Mizrach and Har HaBayis. Now we have pictures here I might have given out to many of you. The Har HaBayis is considerably larger than the Beis HaMikdash. The wall that we pray at, the Western Wall, is the wall of the Har HaBayis. Some people don't know that. It's not the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. When you go into the wall of the Har HaBayis, that's why some people think that you could go past, you know, there's people that go onto the Har HaBayis. So there is no one that would ever dream of going into the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash. No one, for sure. But they're saying, we're not going to the Makom HaMikdash, we're just going on to the Har HaBayis. And therefore, it's okay to go on the Har HaBayis, according to their mistaken understanding. Because G'dayli Yisrael have, we're not going to get into this discussion right now, but have all come out saying that is not something that we should be doing at the moment. I'll call upon him, but it's because of Suffolk. There's no question that if you would know exactly where you can go, then it would be okay. The problem is, we can't paskin based on archaeology and based on other things that people, I'll call upon him. So the Har HaBayis is not in the Mikdash. And over here the Gemara is saying, before we said, and over here we're saying, Sha'arei Mizrach v'Har HaBayis. So what exactly, where exactly, what can we do? Where do we blow? Let's see. Says Rashi, Sha'arei Mizrach v'Har HaBayis, Chana Milsehi, v'Sha'arei Mizrach v'Har HaBayis. So Rashi's first pshat is Sha'arei Mizrach v'Har HaBayis. I guess that means anywhere on the Har HaBayis. This is the best picture I could come up with. I don't know if you could see this or not. If you can't, too bad. If you can, great. This bottom picture, there's a box. This box is the entire Har HaBayis. So this is the Sha'arei Mizrach of the Har HaBayis. Over here is the, so anything from this in is going to have to blow with a shofar. It sounds like he's saying on the entire Har HaBayis. Sha'arei Mizrach of the Har HaBayis. That's the way the first pshat is saying. V'yeshayimim b'Sha'arei Mizrach be'ezras nashim. B'Sha'arei Mizrach Ezras Nashim, this is the Ezras Nashim over here. This is what we call Shar Nikanor. Shar Nikanor, that is the main Shar. It was named after someone named Nikanor. It was very, very, elaborate. It had, there were golden doors, Shar Nikanor. And that's right here. So the second opinion seems to say we're talking about even further in. Shar Nikanor, over there. Shar Mizrach Be'ezras Nashim. And Har HaBayis, I don't know, but is that two different places? I'm not sure. Al Kol Panim, there seems to be somewhat of a debate of what exactly is called the Mokum of the Mikdash. Now, the famous Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, and I believe we gave it out in the Maram HaKoymus on Thursday, the Rambam says, in his Pirish Mishnayis and in his Yad HaChazaka and Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam says, all of Yushalayim is considered to be Lifnei Hashem. The Rambam says, I'll read it to you, I have it, let's see if I can find it. The Rambam says that when it says Mikdash, it really means Yerushalayim. Fascinating, Shittas HaRambam. And I'll tell you, because... that's going to be also part of the Shaila. What's considered to be Yerushalayim according to the Rambam? The Rambam says, this is the Lashon, Kvar bi'arnu pa'amim. We've already explained times, many times. Ki mikdash tikra Yerushalayim kula. The Gantz Yerushalayim is mikdash. And often when I introduce the beginning of the Zman to new Bachrim, I want them to understand that when you're in Yerushalayim, you are Lifnei Hashem. The Mikdash is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Mikdash. Yerushalayim is the Mikdash. There's a very, there is a, what's the word I'm looking for? Misguided rabbi that lives in Teaneck, New Jersey. And he told his community they should stop saying Nachem on Tisha B'Av. No more Nachem. Why? Because Nachem is that Yushalayim is destroyed. Take a look. Yushalayim is beautiful. It's not destroyed. So he paskind in his shul, they don't say Nachem. Shem Yerachim. So he thinks we already saw it, but he's not misabel in Yerushalayim. What?
Mm.
So he happens to be, he did study in, you know, Yeshiva University, but his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, himself said that Yerushalayim is without the base of Mikdash, Eistishkin Yerushalayim. What does that mean? The Mikdash means Yerushalayim. The whole crown, imagine you have a beautiful crown without the jewel on the top of it. It's like, what is that? That's nothing. The whole point of Yerushalayim is the Makom HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, that when it says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. So this is where it gets very interesting, and it's going to hit us halacha lemaisa, the following thing. It would appear, perhaps, that the Rambam's shita would be that a person should shake a lulav in Yerushalayim mid-de-oiraisa 7 days. Let's get it clear. We only shake a lulav one day mid-de-oiraisa because the pasuk says, Lekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyim, pre-Eitz Hadar, one day. We extend it midrabban on other days. However, there's another pasuk that says, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha shivas yomim. And Chazal say, V'samachta, what does that mean? Sheik lulav. Lifnei Hashem shivas yomim. You said it's only one day. What's the answer? If you're lifnei Hashem, which means if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you shake 7 days. If you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, then you only shake one day. So the Kachta Nechem, B'yom HaRish, and B'yom HaTzadar is one day. Aber Lefnei Hashem, Shivas Yomim. What is Lefnei Hashem according to the Rambam? What's made Mikdash according to the Rambam? Yerushalayim. So this is where it gets very complicated. Halacha Lemaisa. Halacha Lemaisa. What do you do? So there's a shaila of whether or not we are mechuyev midyoy raisa to shake lulav if you are in Yerushalayim. Now, it's going to be a big shaila of what exactly is Yerushalayim. One place that's for sure Yerushalayim would be Altstadt. So, for example, Maron Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, every morning, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, he would be driven to the plaza of the Kaisel. He'd get out of his car. He didn't daven there. Got out of his car, shook lulav, and went back every morning. Why? Because the shitas harambam, he wants to mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Here's an opportunity to mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, going to the Yerushalayim. And shake, he can't go to the Makom HaMikdash, or else you're not allowed to do that. But he can shake in Altstadt. So that was Rabbi Yosha did without fail. Because what?
But
we'll see. We're going to see I'm going to tell you where we're going to have some issues also. Hold on a second. That's what Rabbi Yoshev would do. The opposite extreme is the briskers. You have to understand, the briskers are very nervous about their lulav and esrog. I don't know if you've ever seen a brisker. I was by Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik. Without exaggeration, there was close to 20 esrogim there. He shook every single one of them. It was like, it was a whole ordeal because, you know, this messer with this hidra and this, they get very nervous about their Louisville messer in them. So the briskers stay far away from Yerushalayim on Sukkos because they're afraid, maybe I'm going to be mechuyev midyaraisa and I'm not going to be yoitze. So they don't want to get involved. It's too much stress for them. So they stay away from Yerushalayim. The briskers don't go anywhere near because we don't know exactly where Yerushalayim, the Altstadt is. We don't know. It's a whole shaila. You go anywhere near. Even where we are is right where we are in Yeshiva Beis Yisrael is right where they used to put the Trumas Hadeshen. Those of you then in first year might remember I told that story. There's no one here from first year. Yosef Kaufman was here. Anyway, the Trumas Hadeshen, they found the place of the Trumas Hadeshen, the ash from the Korbanos. is right where our yeshiva is built. They found, so we're like right outside of, so if you like walk like up a little, you might end up inside Yerushalayim. So the briskers stay far away. They stay far away. Rabbi Yosef Dafka used to go every single day. You want to be Mekayim the mitzvah. The briskers were nervous, thinking I'll be Mabatol, and say they're right, so they don't know what to do, you know. So therefore, I'll call upon him. So we have to see if there's a chiyuv at all. But if
it's a mitzvah,
what? Yeah. No, what's it? The chayyuv machayyuv. You know, there's a shiloh, are you machayyuv to go there? But this is where the shiloh gets tricky, okay? You daven in yeshiva. You shuk lulav. Givaldik. You shuk lulav. Now you're going to visit your friend. He's staying in David's village. Now you've gone into what's very possibly old Yerushalayim land. Are you mechuyev to shake again, according to the Rambam? You shook already once.
Yeah, you only reated the Rambam, they reated the rest.
Shook already once. What? Why not?
Good. I started to go into this and we looked at the mitzvah of the seed of Eretz, but we saw the order of the mitzvah.
So when you're in David's village, you're not in them.
Saying good. What? You go for Bechus Koyanim. It's the same child going for Bechus Koyanim. You go for Bechus Koyanim, you daven in yeshiva, now you want to go to Bechus Koyanim, now you're for sure in Yerushalayim. So I'm mechuyev to shake again. L'choyra, Reuven says, being that our shaking that was outside was only midrabanan, according to the Rambam, you should have to shake again. Now you're mechuyev midyoraisa. So I would suggest the following thing. First of all, you should not be making another bracha. Why not? It's only a suffix. It's a suffix in the Rambam. We'll see other svaras why maybe the Rambam told you not that you're not mechuyev. But a person should. It's a suffix diuraisa. No, because the bracha is not midiraisa. The mitzvah is diuraisa. The bracha is still going to be a derabana. So the suffix bracha on a derabana. L'chari, you shouldn't do that. What you should do is you should ask someone for his lulav. You're there. Anyway, there's lots of people have lulav. I'm asking for a lulav. But now we get into another shiloh.
Do you need
lachem? Because it's the Araisa. Now, where does it say lachem in the Torah? L'kachtem lachem b'yoyim harishon. Yom harishon needs lachem. Does the smachtem also need lachem? No, if it's not, I'm doing a chomay. Maybe let's say I'm doing it on Chol HaMoed. So if you say Chol HaMoed is just saying the mitzvah that you have on the first day outside is the same mitzvah you'll have inside, then it should have the same halacha. So it should need lachem and all that. You'd have to be koina the person's lula from him. If it's a separate mitzvah, it's a bazunder mitzvah, has zone rules. So then it doesn't necessarily need lachem. Lachem is a din in yom rishon. These are some of the shilas that can perhaps come up. Now, I would like to be matzdik those that are not interested in having these types of nerves. These are brisker nerven. First of all, it's shitas a Rambam. Other Rishayim seem not to hold like the Rambam. That's first of all. Second of all, one could suggest the following thing. One could suggest, when do you say that the whole Yerushalayim has a din of Lifnei Hashem? Only when the Beis HaMikdash is present. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, maybe it doesn't have a din of Lefnei Hashem anymore. Even though we say the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash is still Kayim, even though, in other words, it's Ki'ilu, there's a Beis HaMikdash there, you can't go on the Arabayis, why? Because it's Lefnei Hashem. But maybe the expanse of Lefnei Hashem is only Bisman that the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. You're going to get petched like no one's business. The Kedusha is still there. Right. I'll call upon him. Okay, this is where it gets tricky.
You ready? Here goes. The Shaila is Director Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha Midvinsk. Director Meir Simcha, the Balor Sameach. If this is correct, that you're telling me that Bizman Hazeh, you're telling me that you'd have to shake Lulav all 7 days midyaraisa, because this is called Lefnei Hashem. So let's try to superimpose this into our Gemara. Our Mishnah says, if you're in the Mikdash, what? How do you have to blow with the shofar? With what? With Chatzoitzrois. Says Rav Meir Simcha, you mean to tell me that the Rambam holds that we should be blowing with Chatzoitzrois? Seriously? We don't find anyone blowing with Chatzoitzrois. No matzinu kazeh davar. That in David's village they're blowing shofar with Chatzoitzrois. In Altstadt they're blowing shofar with Chatzoitzrois. No one blows shofar with Chatzoitzrois. Farvos nisht. Why not? Or is also because of Lefnei Hashem. The Chatzoitzrois v'koil shofar. Hariyu. Lefnei Melech Elokim. Lefnei Hashem. So if you're telling me that this is Al Sadin of the Ram holds every Lefnei Hashem means in Yushalayim, so you should be one with Chatzoitzrois. What? Why? Mikdash, the Rambam says, Mikdash means Yushalayim. So the Rambam should hold it, you should do it in all of Yushalayim. Yeah, but that's less of a, it would be the same basic Shiloh, but apparently the discussion is more about this. He's saying it is. He's passing Alocha Lamaisa according to the Rama. The Bikur Yankov brings down that when it comes to Lulav, the Rama would hold Bizmanazeh, you have to shake a look. The Bikur Yankov passes that way. He holds that Bizmanazeh, the Rama holds. So Rabbi Yosef says the Teretz, like to say something like that in a different teretz. Says Rabbi Yosef, listen, the Maisa, we don't know if we paskin like the Rambam or not, right? So let's say you shake lulav an extra time. Is anything wrong with shaking lulav an extra time? You're only supposed to shake in the base of Mikdash, you decide to shake it in the old city. Anything, any love lost or anything? No, because you're not doing it to be Maisa. No about Tyson. So anything, okay, so I it was a little bit extra effort. Okay, Misafik would do extra effort. Is there anything wrong with blowing Chatzoitzrois? Not in the Mikdash. No, we're not gonna do about Tyson. Same thing. He's only doing the Mekayim Mitzvah. Tyson is only when I want to add something that I think is in addition to the mitzvah. When I'm trying to Mekayim the mitzvah, there's no about Tyson. Okay, so but what's the problem? So I'm blowing it again. No. Anything wrong if I want to blow the shofar with Chatzoitzrois in Yerushalayim? It's not the Mikdash. So if you're Medayik, like we said, that Beis HaMikdash, it's only in the Beis HaMikdash of a Gulen Loi, which means you're only supposed to blow it in the Beis HaMikdash. Anything else would be detracting from the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash, then it could be there'll be a problem. Could be there is a problem. If you're really only supposed to blow in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't blow anywhere. Let's just say, you know what? I'm in the mood to blow Chatzoitzrois. Ah, Chatzoitzrois, let's blow it here. No, Bloomfield, it'll be fun, it'll be cool. Let's blow Chatzoitzrois. No. This is for the Beis HaMikdash only. So the Rambam says, I think Beis HaMikdash includes Yerushalayim, but if it doesn't, then we got a problem. So whenever there's any type of drawback, there's a downside, then we're not going to be choshesh for Shitas HaRambam. But Rabbi Yosef says a little differently than us. He says that the Chatzoitzrois are mukta, because it's talking about on Yom Tif, if you're not mechuyev to blow it. But perhaps we could say a different terence. Rabbi say, this is what we want to get to, is as follows. It's clear that not all lifnei Hashem are created equal. They're not all created equal. A lot of times the Torah says lifnei Hashem, and we'll find some of them mean in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them mean on the Har HaBayis. Some of them mean in Yerushalayim. They're not all created equal. And even the Rambam that says that Mikdash means Yerushalayim, it could be the Rambam is not saying that across the board, everywhere. And we'll try to figure out like how to differentiate when, where, when, and why. But I'll show you, for example. The Pasuk says that a person should bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says that V'achalta, you should eat the Maaser Sheni. See the exact lashon of the Pasuk. V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, V'gancha, Siroishcha. The Pasuk mentions all of these things. Now, where do we eat Maaser Sheni? Is it eaten in the Beis HaMikdash? No. It's eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So why does the Pasuk say lifnei Hashem? What do we see? What do we see from there? The Aruch Lener brings this pasuk that even though it says lifnei Hashem is anywhere in Yerushalayim. It's called lifnei Hashem. You cannot go jogging in Yerushalayim. Rachmana litzlan, with exposing your body parts that should not be exposed. You're going to get more patch now.
It's rare around Lubavitcher.
Huh?
Well, Lubavitcher, they hold like Rama.
Briskers. We're briskers. Okay, it could be. But Mayor, this is not just the Rambam. This is Maaser Sheni, Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim. If you write a ksuba bisman hazeh, you write on the city, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. That's where we are. We have the distinct privilege of being Yerushalayim, and we should recognize and treat it appropriately. Thank you. Yeah. That has nothing to do with me. I'll call upon him. When it comes to Maaser, it's lifnei Hashem, even though it's Yerushalayim. So vazet, and the Ram doesn't argue on that. Or I mean, everyone agrees. So that's Yerushalayim. It's clearly no one argues on that. However, for example, it says by a soita. Chezki looked up the pasuk for us. It says by a soita, you have to be mashke the soita. So what does it say in the pasuk over there, Chezki? Where does it happen? Lifnei Hashem. Where is that? Shar Nikanor. And that's interesting because that's what Rashi brought. When Rashi said, according to the Yesh Aimrim, Rashi said, it's Shari Mizrach Be'ezras Nashim. What's Shari Mizrach Be'ezras Nashim? Shar Nikanor. That's called in the pasuk Lifnei Hashem. When it comes to Ashkas Soita, you don't do Ashkas Soita anywhere in Yerushalayim, only by the Shar Nikanor. First step of Rashi says a different pshat in what this lifnei Hashem is. Different lifnei Hashems have different implications. So perhaps as follows, and we would have to figure out why would you say each one it means what it means. Perhaps when it comes to chatzoytzrei svikol shofar hariyu lifnei hamelech elokim, maybe that lifnei Hashem, where is that referring to? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. V'samachta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Maybe that's all of Yerushalayim. And we have like a, we can even add a little tam, a little svara. And this pshat, he brings down that from the Aruch Laner. He says, b'chol makom hayekabala biyodam be'ezem makom nikol lefnei Hashem. That's it. Different places are called lefnei Hashem for different reasons. Perhaps we said, it comes to the simcha, the samachta lefnei Hashem elokecha. So maybe the simcha being lefnei Hashem, that's all of Yerushalayim. It's all considered to be that you can increase the simcha. It can even be extended outside of the makom hamikdash.
When it comes to the chatzoitzis of kol shofar erilu lefnei hamelech Elokim, maybe when it comes to the blowing of the shofar and being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not like Rabbeinu Menachem. We're arguing pashtus with Rabbeinu Menachem over here. The pshuta. It's not exactly like Rabbeinu Menachem. Al kol panim, l'chayru, we see there's different dargas of what's considered lefnei Hashem different times. So we have numerous reasons why we don't have to get super stressed out about shaking lulav on sukkahs in other places in Yerushalayim. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing. Big tzaddikim like Rebbe Yoshev and the Briskers are sensitive to it in different ways, as we mentioned. But we don't necessarily have to get stressed out about it. No, they don't go anywhere near that part of Yerushalayim. They just stay on their end. They don't go anywhere near. They don't go visiting the hotels. This is why. The old city of Yerushalayim. Al kol panim, my boy say. So we have numerous reasons. First of all, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So maybe that's why it's not Lefnei Hashem. Second of all, maybe the Rambam, when he said Lefnei Hashem, including the entire Yerushalayim, is only referring to certain dinim of Lefnei Hashem. But this din of Samachta, maybe the Rambam agrees, is not noyig bizman hazeh. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Time do we have? Oh, we gotta get moving. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Shavu yoyav Rosh Hashanah tekilah brachas. Amar Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak. Kiman matzlinon ha'idna. Who do we daven like bizman hazeh? Zayom tchilas ma'asecha. Zichron ayoyim rishon. This is the day of the ayoyim tchila, the beginning of your actions. Kiman Rebbe Eliezer, damar tishrei nevra olam. That's like Rebbe Eliezer that says that the world was created in tishrei. It's machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua. Masiv Rav Ina shavu yovel hashana tchila brachos. Rav Ina asked the question. Hold on a second. But yovel, we say in our Mishnah that yovel and is similar is compared to hashana the tchila ule brachos. Focus on brachos. That means they make the same brachos. What? Because Yom Tchilas Maaseh Chizikon Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon is Rosh Hashanah, Isa, Yoivel, Lesa. You're not going to make Zeha Yom Tchilas Maasecha for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not Zeha Yom Tchilas Maasecha. That bracha is going to be the exception. We said Shava. Shava doesn't mean it's Shava in everything. It's Shava in a lot of things. It's similar. Doesn't mean that it's identical. Rav Shisha Beredo Rav Idi Masni Hachim. Shisha Beredo says it a little differently. He says, Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, V'haditnan, shava l'Rosh Hashanah l'kiyul l'brachos, kiman d'loy k'Rav Elazar, d'ik Rav Elazar amar, kiman d'loy matishin ev ha'olam ha'ika, z'ev t'chus masech, z'ev t'chus isa l'yov alesa. Yitani asher ara. These two girsas are very similar, almost identical. Tosfos comes up with a very subtle nafka mina between the two of them. However, it appears from our Gemara, that at least our Mishnah paskins, that in fact the world was created when? In Tishrei. Tosfos brings down, and we can't be Marach on this now, Tosfos brings down that there seems to be also viable sources that it was created in Nisan. It's a Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer when the world was created, in Nisan or in Tishrei. And Tosfos says something fascinating, says Tosfos, because he finds what appears to be a stira in one of the Paitanim in Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who's the one who wrote many of the Piyutim, we say, says Tosfos, really they both happened. Tosfos says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created the world b'machshava. It was the Tishrei Allah b'machshava livrois v'loi nivra ad nisan. Sounds like he thought about creating it first in Tishrei. B'Tishrei Olah B'Machshava Livrois, V'Lo Nivra Ad Nisan. He thought about creating it in Tishrei, but practically it wasn't created until Nisan. What? Because they're both, we have to know what it means. Hashem thought about creating it. That's Stam Azay. Hashem doesn't think about things. And he's not indecisive. He doesn't change his mind. So what does it mean he thought about? And I have a better question for you, Moshe, if you don't mind me saying a better question, is that if that's the way we paskin, why in the world are we celebrating Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei when Hashem only
thought about creating the world. And it wasn't created. No, he thought about creating it in Tishrei. He created it in Nisan. And we say, Zeh hayoim tchilas ma'asecha. Tchilas ma'asecha, he just thought about it. Hashem's thoughts are not like our thoughts. We're going to tomorrow, Beis Hashem, I'm going to allow the Olam, I will not be here to be able to say any type of chabura on this, but I will put someone in charge. We'll still see who wants to say chabura on this topic tomorrow. And Tuesday, Beis Hashem, we're going to be starting the next Mishnah of Shofar Shenizdok.